Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service specializing in the purchase and sale of all forms of rare coins and precious metals, coins, collections, scrap gold, jewelry, diamonds. Coins Plus also assists people in what we refer to as wealth and capital preservation. That's basically taking a significant portion of your wealth, or anywhere from a certain percentage up to the entirety of your wealth, securing it in solid assets. And as time goes on, our job is to know our industry well and to provide value and financial wisdom. My background as the owner of Coins Plus includes a substantial amount of financial experience in a number of different arenas, and I feel that it's my duty to you, our customer, and to the listener to just have a pretty good handle on things in general. One thing you will not hear much from me about is I'm not a big fan of the stock market, and a lot of people view the stock market as an investment vehicle. And I'll tell you, point blank and bottom line, it is not an investment vehicle. It never was an investment vehicle. Have people ever gotten lucky and made big money? Yes, it's all speculative. The only time the stock market has really grown is when a tremendous influx of venture capital drove into the market. And what I mean by that is this. Right now, they've been able to push. First of all, when we say the market, and I talk to a lot of people, and some people get this and most don't. When we talk about the market, everybody's looking at the Dow every day, or the S&P 500. The Dow is 30 select, perfect, top-of-the-line, well-performing, blue-chip stocks that happen to be chosen for that index at that period of time. Dow stocks are removed and replaced regularly. People don't realize this. They're not the same, or they just don't think about it. So they're removing and replacing stocks on a very regular basis to the tune of about 10 to 20% of the Dow stocks per year that are coming and going. The problem is the way they use moving averages and all this kind of stuff to calculate performance. They do that for a reason. If a stock fails, they can remove it and replace it before it brings down the Dow average. You and I can't do that. If we have a stock and it tanks, we don't get to say, I'm going to take the moving average over the last 6 weeks. And so even though it dropped from 48 to 2, really in my moving average calculation, it's really only down to 43. And now I'll move it out for a new stock that's just starting to, you know, has some new technology. We can't do that. We take the loss. The loss is real. The loss is hard and it hits us and our money's gone. So the Dow is a farce. But in addition to that, there's over a million what they call OTC stocks, over-the-counter trading stocks, and the Dow's 30 of those. So when we talk about the market, everybody's talking about the Dow. With all that in mind, it's pretty shocking that the Dow hasn't done a lot better than it has. But even with all that manipulative ability, they've pushed the Dow up over 16,000, and it's about doubled since Obama entered the political arena. So you're roughly seeing a doubling of the money since 2008 approximately. So that's, you know, 6 years, 5.5 years, the money's doubled. Now that sounds good, but if you remember, again, that's just the Dow, that's artificial stocks. If you go back to the actual stocks that were in the Dow in 2008, and you pick those 30 stocks and you track all of them as an average and you don't remove and replace any of them, those stocks are down about 4% over the last 5.5 years. There's been a lot of stocks removed and replaced since Obama came into the political arena. The stocks that were in the Dow, you got to understand, the Dow is a group of stocks that's constantly changing. It's like a group of friends. They just are moving in and out, in and out, in and out, or, you know, whatever you want to compare it to. Say it's like a company with employees. Some quit, some come, some go. So if you take the actual members of the Dow at the time that Obama won his election until now, that conglomerate of 30 stocks has lost 4%. In the meantime, what they propose to us is the Dow index, which they make us feel is the market, is up about 100%. It's a farce. It's deceptive. The other thing is, in the last year, 2013, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average showed a gain of just over 10%, according to Forbes, over 65% of the stocks in 2013 lost money. So only 35% of them actually showed gains. So that's the difference. You got the Dow showing a little over a 10% gain, and yet you got two-thirds of the stocks losing money in the same time frame. And that's why I explained, you could say, well, that's simple. You just buy the stocks in the Dow. No, because they remove and replace the losers, you can't win on that either. So stocks in general, I am not a big fan of. I think it's a big scam. The biggest problem is you've got all the major financial entities on planet Earth pro paper anti-metal. That includes the IRS, the United States government, the Federal Reserve, all of the major bank corporations, and all of the big stock brokerage houses. That's a lot, folks. That's a lot of power and a lot of influence. It's amazing what's happened in this country over a fairly short period of time with Keynesian economics and fiat currency. And what I mean by that, Keynesian economics is John Maynard Keynes created an economic system which is fiat currency. That's fake money. It's money whose value is only determined or created or in existence by decree because somebody says it's good. Real money is gold and silver. It's always been real money. And a lot of people ask the question, you know, they've always asked when they buy this stuff and they get barterable material or whatever, they always have this concern. It's like everyone knows in their heart of hearts the dollar is toilet paper rubbish and that they know someday it's going to be worthless. They just know it. Anyone who is of adult age has already seen such a demise in the value of the dollar in their lifetime. They know it's wrong. But they always ask, how in the world am I going to spend this stuff when all hell breaks loose, or, you know, the dollar collapses or whatever? And the psychology is crazy what they've done to our thinking, folks. Gold and silver in and of itself and copper are the money, okay? You've got, I mean, we know just up until the 60s, there was silver in all of our change. You know, that was real money. It's essentially, just because they stamped it in the form of a coin didn't change anything. Throughout the history of the United States, there's account after account of privately issued currency floating around that traded just as well. There's all kinds of what they call California gold. There's territorial gold. There's all kinds of, we just bought recently a wonderful collectible coin called a Lesher Referendum Dollar back in the early 1900s. It's basically a privately issued silver dollar that's octagonal in shape, and it was made in Victor, Colorado, which is up by Pikes Peak. It's territorial. It's extremely rare and that sort of thing. But, you know, the metal has always spoken for itself. The metal has God's endorsement on it. And you're like, well, how do you know it's always going to be good? It always has been good. And if you have a strong faith in the Bible says specifically that gold and silver are money. God equates gold in the second chapter of Genesis with the same word that he uses to describe his creation. It's a word that reminds me of a wellspring of goodness and prosperity. The word is tov. It's a T-O-V-B. In Hebrew, it's one of the highest rabbinical words, and it means wealth, prosperity, health, investment, savings, you know, joy. It's just this incredible, powerful word that he uses to describe the gold that can be found in the land of Havilah. When man first got going, he's like, okay, here's the program. There's gold in this area. You go get it, and that's what you're going to use as money. And gold and silver are the currency throughout all of written human history until recently. Now, am I just all about gold and silver? Me personally, no. I'm very much about assets, hard assets. I think that if you have money and you're wise with your money, you buy assets. I mean, I've got customers and friends that collect knives and guns and slot machines and Indian artifacts and old cars and various types of real estate or rental property. And, you know, some of it's a lot wiser than others. I'm a residential investment property is pretty risky. In other words, if you don't have a ton of cash, or even if you do have a fair amount of cash, if you're buying a rental property and you do the actual math for your return on investment, I spent years in banking. And one thing that everybody misses when they calculate is they say, okay, if I get this property, I can rent it out for X. Okay, they always estimate a little high. And then they never assume any vacancy. And folks, it doesn't work like that. When you rent to somebody, you're going to have people default. You're going to have them flake out. You're going to have to go through big legal processes, especially if you're in the state of Washington. It's one of the strongest tenant backing consumer rights states in the U.S., I believe. And, you know, it's a hassle to get certain people out. If someone wants to fight the system, I mean, they can stay there a long time. That guy could go rentless for many, many months. The bottom line is, if you want to get into investment real estate, you better be prepared. You got to calculate vacancy, and you got to calculate maintenance and upkeep. I mean, you got to change a lot of things a lot, and then you're going to have major expenses all the time. You're going to have roofing costs, siding, paint. You know, anytime a tenant leaves, you're going to have to remove and replace things despite your deposit and so on. So real estate's okay if you can manage it properly and do all the work yourself, and you can get maybe a really good buy, and you have a lot of cash and you're not financing it. There's people that'll finance a rental property and then go through all this hoopla to make like $100 a month, you know, profit on paper, and that, or 200 or whatever, and that they never ever count enough in expenses, okay? And then that is a lot of work for nothing. If things turn upside down, all of a sudden you got a second mortgage payment and all that kind of stuff no one ever gambles on. And when it comes to business, I've been in business and around business for a long time, and successful business owners and successful business people think in a skeptical way. They're not afraid to be the devil's advocate. I've had a lot of people approach me over the years with what they consider to be business ideas, and when you start to bounce concepts off of them or precautionary perspectives, the type of people who will not make it are offended. They think you're being negative and down. You know, I've heard it all. But the bottom line is you've got to look at any kind of potential business proposal, and you've got to pick it apart. You've got to find out, how can you break this thing? When will it break? How will it break? Because I guarantee you, if you don't do it now, you're going to find out hard later. So I'm a big asset guy. I love primary real estate. In fact, from the time I got out of college and started making some money, I always was kind of real estate poor. In other words, I always had the biggest, nicest house I could get, and maybe I'd have junker cars or whatever, but I always liked that. I raised my family that way, and every so many years we buy houses, and I usually remodel them and overdo it, and then I move up and up and up. And the biggest drawback of primary real estate is, number one, if you owe money on it, no matter what you owe, no matter what it's worth, if you owe 1/10 of what it's worth and you default, you're at risk with the bank. Number two, and maybe number one, is real estate taxes. You never truly own the property. You're always renting your property back from the state. If you think you own your property, stop paying your property taxes and see how that works out for you. The biggest problem is, with the increase in tax assessed values continuously, these counties now have pressure to continuously increase property values all the time. So they say mathematically, with the increases in property value that far exceed inflation, you end up paying your property the full amount back to the government every 30 years. And if you wonder how that works, you start out in Washington with a, just hypothetically, $100,000 house, your taxes are about 1.6%. But then the problem is, every so many years they bump the value of that home. If they're bumping the value of that home 3% a year, at the end of 30 years, they're going to have the $100,000 property assessed at $250,000, and at 1.6% tax rate, which also increases continuously. At the end of 30 years, it'll probably be 3%. You will far more than have paid that $100,000 to the government in real estate taxes. So that's another concern. Of course, there's upkeep and all that other stuff.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is locally owned and operated and offers the Spokane area one of the nation's premier precious metals facilities. Coins Plus guarantees that you will not find more competitive pricing anywhere. Don't be fooled into mailing your valuable gold and jewelry into some unscrupulous TV infomercial. Coins Plus will always pay you the most for your gold. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
Rare coins and collectibles, I think, are exceptional. Over the years, I've watched good quality coins just continue to perform. The financial drive in that market never ends. It strengthens and then recedes and strengthens and recedes. And the coin market runs in about 8 to 10 year cycles. And the last peak, the real peak, was 07-ish, 06, 07, maybe barely 08. But 07 was considered the peak. You go 9-ish years from that, you're looking at 2016. 2017 is 10 years. 2015 is 8. I think it's more like 2017. But the point is, we've gone through the peak of 07, the valley of 09 and 10, the convergence that brought us through 2012, and now we're starting to see this steady rise. The increase in value of coins just from last fall till now is starting to really pick up and heat up. And so we definitely want to include that as part of our portfolios. And with the aggressive vacillation that we've seen in precious metals, it's becoming a lot easier for people to understand why you want that kind of diversification. Now, coins fluctuate in value, but not nearly as volatilely as precious metals. Now, precious metals, the advantage of them right now is we've scraped bottom, we're bouncing off the bottom. Gold just recently bounced all the way up to 1400, then came back down. It'll just bounce like that and keep testing new highs. Silver pushed up to almost 25 and it's back down to 20. It always starts bouncing like this. They say when you see big movement in the metals, that's a good sign. That means there's activity. If you see it just stabilize, dry up, and die, that's a bad sign. That's what we saw in the late 90s when the metals just kind of went rock bottom and just sat there and went to sleep in the 90s, because everybody was pumping every penny they had into the stock market. The stock market is not a long-term wealth building strategy at all. If you look at $1,000 put into the actual Dow stocks of 40 years ago, it's not worth much today. It's worth just a few thousand dollars, maybe $4,000 or $5,000, because like I discussed, the actual stocks of the Dow have done far worse than the index because of the manipulation fudge factor they allow themselves to deceive people to keep them putting money into the markets. So at the beginning of the show, I said there's a two-part strategy. One is the securing of your wealth with hard assets, okay? The second is growth, okay? So you want to secure your wealth in a hard asset. Once you get used to the metals and they're climbing and making everybody 35% a year, it's easy to lose perspective on what it's all about. And then as it cools off, people back out, they calm down, they get away from it, they run in cycles. And the advantage is we are nearing the end of a cycle. I mean, they're 2 to 3 year cycles. That's just what they do. And they have been artificially suppressed and all that other stuff. But when we're looking at silver that was $4 an ounce a decade ago and now it's 20 plus, you know, and then gold that was 300 and something and it's 1300 or whatever. I mean, these are, when we're looking at gold bottomed out at 13 and we're looking at silver bottomed out at 20, these are really strong signs if you'd been looking forward from even 7, 8 years ago. But the real winners are properly selected numismatic coins. And quite frankly, I personally have been doing this nonstop for years. There's always value in the market. We know the market well. We hand select. And it's not exotic, crazy stuff. A lot of it, you know, is going to be interesting gold coins. You know, we've got a couple 1907 No Model St. Gaudens, and, you know, there's Carson City dollars, and there's all kinds of better date material. There's better date rolls of Mercury dimes and Barber material and top quality Franklin half dollars. And there's things that are, you know, they've got silver value. There's even proof state quarters that we can sell at just a small percentage over the silver content, yet they're actual low limited mintage proof state Washington quarters made out of silver, and they trade near the bullion level. Now, those are a really smart investment. That would be called semi-numismatic because they, you know, they have a little premium over the metal, but not a lot. Morgan silver dollars, I'm always mentioning those. Those hold great premiums while the market fluctuates around, and that premium just continues to grow. You know why. They don't make them anymore. They're beautiful, they're highly desirable, and they keep going up. And some people say, well, geez, you know, Kevin was recommending silver dollars in AUBU when they were, you know, 10% over the spot price, and now they're 70% over the spot price. You know, that doesn't mean anything because historically they've been 10 times the spot price, and they just, the premium on them just keeps creeping up. So they're worth having. They're a good thing to have. And when the market runs, folks, in the long run, we've had a lot of conversations. When you buy, you know, these 30-year-old estates where people get sold hand-selected top-quality material and they pull it out, I'm telling you, folks, it is mind-boggling how well they do. We have moved a very significant quantity of metals and coins over the years, and I won't get into the specific numbers, but it is very substantial. During that period of time, especially while the metals were running hard, we stored up and we sought out a lot of really perfect, exceptional investment type quality coins. And like I said, that includes rolls of far superior, even Buffalo nickels in uncirculated quality, and on and on. I won't get into it, but this is the cream of the cream of the cream of the crop, and a lot of that stuff just doesn't cost much. And this is the stuff that we love to add into portfolios. Especially, we've got a lot of customers that have put a lot of money into metals, and it's, you know, you've got more, give it a shot. I mean, just put stuff away that's going to grow. Sets, collections, rolls, you know, uncirculated better date material, even better date gold, whatever. If you study coin price guides and auction results over years, you'll see that coins just continually post and produce record high after record high after record high, no matter whether the metals are up, down, or sideways. Quality coins just continue to grow, and that the PCGS Key Date and Rarities Index, which is the top 10% of all coins, which is easy to figure out. There's no mystery. It's It's just based on rarity and market demand, which is simple. We do that all the time. That's how we pick and choose. But those items have gone up 29-fold in 40 years, okay? And that's a solid upward steady graph. What else has performed like that? It's that simple. And these aren't ridiculously exotic things. These are solid markets. This is a huge, solid, well-capitalized market. I've seen people more comfortable buying some of the craziest annuities and things that you're just locked down and you just hand it over your money never to see it again. I've seen people get more comfortable with that over nice, solid, rare coin investments or semi-numismatic coin investments. And that, you know, folks, that's not wise. If you have a solid, liquid, tangible, compact, transportable asset versus something that you give to some insurance company somewhere to gamble with that you cannot get your money back out, first of all, easily, and secondly, you never get it all out. You've got all these crazy surrender charges and you have no hope of any big upside moves. It's just, to me, it's a no-brainer. But we've unfortunately been taught to think wrong about the whole system. We're taught to trust in the entire paper system. All of the alternative forms of investments in wealth and capital preservation are mocked and belittled. Because why? They want your money in the system. Well, like I said earlier, all these major financial entities, when your money's out of the system, the IRS is worried about not getting your taxes. The government's worried about the same and not having that control over you. Stockbrokers don't make any money when you leave their system and buy solid assets. Banks don't make any money when you leave their system and buy solid assets. And the entire existence of the Federal Reserve System is jeopardized if they lose control and people start to migrate out of the system into tangible assets. To me, it's a simple decision. Your upside potential is incredible. Your downside risk is minimal. Your liquidity is immediate. And we balance our investment portfolios for good times, bad times, in between times. We put barterable material, survival type material, long-term savings and material. And yes, things are probably not going to be so dandy down the road, but hard assets will prevail. There's a lot of people on this earth. There's always going to be currency and wealth, and hard assets prevail. It's the way it's always been. We know the signs and the seasons, and we can't do absolutely everything preparing for the big kerthunk. We've got to operate, we've got to pray for the best and prepare for the worst, and remain balanced enough so we can serve God in all of the different conditions. And that's why balance is the key. We can see the signs and the times and all that, but we don't know what God's timing is. We could sit and watch this stuff go on for the next 10, 20, 30 years. I don't know. I know there's a lot of biblical prophecy about Israel regathering, and we're seeing even movies coming out now about Noah that are just pure blasphemy. I don't have time to get into that. And as a quick little point, this week I talked to a 30-something-year-old guy who'd taken his family's savings, nice young family, with Lear Capital or Lear Financial, and just got pounded, just got taken so bad, folks. So I talk a lot about these solicit-based companies. Be aware, Lear Capital, Lear Financial, they're all in that same gold line circle of high pressure, high deception, high profit margin, commission salespeople. Just beware. And please have a high enough intellect to understand that when I educate you about this stuff, it's because we operate in an above board, high integrity fashion. We do what we say and say what we do. We put our money where our mouth is at Coins Plus, and being honest, upfront, fair, and reasonable, and operating with integrity is our first and foremost priority. I've got a lot of interesting information to cover in the next half hour, and I thank you for tuning in. Take care. God bless. You can give Coins Plus a call at 444-0044 in Spokane or through our website at coinsplus.com. And please tune in for the next half hour.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.